plant some corn.
Okay.
And
cotton,
all the wolf
corn grow as
now we're going over here and can't throw what's going over
in
here.
In the field.
Plant some beans.
Tobacco is grown in the what?
In the field.
Says Bonnie wakes up.
Tobacco field.
What kind of things do you say we're growing in
the year, and she had a sheep hanging over the
potatoes.
Potato patch.
Sweet potatoes, potatoes, down in the potato
she
patch.
She laid down on the floor. And she'd lay scissors and carrying all kinds of things, you know, lay them on there. And she'd plant the last one with the strong...
Well, it'd be a patch of strawberries.
And then I guess I'd take them all up while they're
growing. Anything else growing a patch?
And that sheep fell down.
Sometimes we'd have a little, I'd call it a little patch of corn at one end of the garden.
And Elvin and I had a...
Oh, I see. Well, what we're growing a field.
Well, I grabbed on him, turned her out in the
corn and peanuts and hay and wheat.
And I'd holler for them. And then I'd go back and pour some water on them dogs.
Well, a patch is just small place.
And baby's dog was over on the rag, pit box, or the animal.
Okay,
But all the paper and everything on the wall burned off.
I remember you used to have wooden fences, little wooden fences around the yard. What do you call those?
And there was a man named Jeff Thorne. So
probably little fences that stuck straight up.
Palings?
Palings.
It looked like some rain was there.
Palings.
And
so it was a paling fence.
Paling fence.
He got there, but my mother did it. And Mug said, we couldn't hardly find a way to cross that creek going over there, and said, when we come back, I'm going to have enough cross.
Yeah, Grandpa make
it, you know?
Yeah, he always make
things. But how did it work out?
No, like boards.
Great.
What kind of other kind of fences did you have? What other kind of fences did you have?
Rubber fence, paling fence. Plank fence. Sometimes you'd have a plank fence around the
place. Do you ever have a wire fence?
Yeah.
Well, what do you call it?
Barbed wire fence. Barbed wire fence.
I would hang them up. Mother put a string across the corner of the house and fix a pole or something up there and hang it up on the pole. And then you have a sheet tack to pull it down over.
What did a rail fence look like, Granny?
Well,
I can't describe it.
The rails
was crossed like this. Granny. One rail on top of the mill and it's in
D-shaped.
Zigzag.
No.
How do you animals, could you knock it down?
Yeah.
If you didn't have any nails in it.
Well, sometimes they would, but hardly ever. They'd have to have it up behind
way back.
The cattle would run out. Sometimes it'd reach over this fence to try to get some grass over on the field side and knock some rails off.
Come to mother
sometimes a whole gang of cows would be in the field for the year.
Mother says, well, not a bit of bread. And Aunt Mary says, well,
she
went and
cleaned
up a little bit of a field.
How would he
and
put it up?
Cleaned off the shelf.
He'd put it up.
Put it
set
in the shelf
and nailed it to these far away.
Made him a little
bit. So you dig a hole and take a post in the ground and nail the wire.
Take a post hole digger. Dig them with a post hole digger and put the post down in it.
So a heavy post would he put? One post to a hole?
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested in this for my own information. He wouldn't make his own nails and things like that. He'd buy his stuff like that.
And
buy the wire and buy the nails.
Cut the woods and cut the post.